Yep. We'll do it live. Fuck it. Do it live. I'll write it and we'll do it live. Right. Fucking thing sucks.
Do you have the time to listen to me whine about nothing and everything around?
That they are assaulting our children. They are assaulting your crotch.
Right into the phone, your dad is at it.
I like them French fried potatoes.
Well, that's because you're an idiot.
The knowledge banks of this human have been wiped clean.
Then there is what could only be a bizarre coincidence or something else.
Too many good docs are getting out of business. Too many OBGYNs aren't able to practice their love with women all across this country.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman. Miss Lewinsky.
Greetings, and welcome to I'm With Stupid and our President Day extravaganza. This is your co-host, Matt Mann, emanating live from our overly hot studios here in Bagwine, Ohio. And sitting next to me, as always, a mere 394 miles away, the irrepressible J-Man.
Hola, bitches. This is the J-Man, coming to you live from my luxurious studios here in Redneckville, Arkansas, where it is pretty warm here and humid. Also, Matt Mann, I've got the fan running. Actually, turned on the air for a little while last night just to cool it off a bit. It's a little ridiculous, if you ask me.
Yes. I wish I could do the same, but our windows are covered in plastic, and it's currently 81 degrees here in the studio.
Well, it's suntan weather.
Yes, it is. Although, being the pasty white Irishman, I really don't tan all that well. I guess, you know, since we only have half an hour, we should get right into our topic. And
yeah, we should. I got to tell you, if I can, I just want to interrupt just for a second. I almost had a disaster here at the beginning. Uh-oh. Just as the show was beginning, I was organizing my notes here. As you know, I have copious amounts of notes just in case we need extra material.
I hit the
mouse, and it clicked on this stupid add toll-free minutes here at the bottom. And I had to quickly hit the X button and stop it and hope that nothing went wrong. And apparently I saved it. So, good job to me.
You're always thinking. You're like a Marine. Adapt and overcome.
I'm a ninja. I'm the radio ninja.
Yes, you are. That's how you developed your sensational stalking skills.
Oh, yes. Absolutely.
Anyway,
so,
Jay,
okay.
Monday, big day in America. Especially if you're a manager at Value City or a flooring supply store or JCPenney, because we got President's Day coming up. I know I always celebrate it vociferously. In fact, I'm thinking about getting some new flooring for the kitchen, maybe a couple hundred square feet of carpet for the living room on President's Day.
Nice. Are you going with the laminate wood flooring or just your standard linoleum, whatever
it's
they have.
It's the old the interlocking thing. I think they're actually made in Sweden, which is ironic on President's Day, but you know, it looks nice. Then maybe I'll stop at the liquor store and get a fifth of Southern Comfort in honor of LBJ.
He would be very proud of you for that.
Yes, he would.
And then, of course, the carpet will be a shag carpet, right? Because you want to be able to scoot your feet on the carpet and then shock the smookster whenever you need to entertain yourself. Or Corky also.
Well, yeah, Cork likes it. And plus, I like the 70s look. And I'll make sure I give him the measurements in metric.
Well, since the carpet was made in Southeast Asia, it'll help him in metric anyway, so.
Those 12-year-old Laotian boys do a hell of a job weaving, let me tell you.
They do.
Anyway, today, and let us get right to it. We got Augusto and Dana and Dr. Anonymous and a couple guests in the chat room. So it's a big time
Thanks.
Here on I'm With Stupid. And,
yep, and I see Dana is asking if that shag carpet will be avocado green.
I'm torn between avocado green and harvest gold.
Both will go nicely with your furniture.
That's right. Especially the plaid couch.
Right. Well, I'll be celebrating President's Day myself. And I, of course, as always, I'll celebrate it by reading American Lion by John Meacham. And
he's my
while,
man crush.
While I'm I absolutely love John Meacham. And of course, while I'm reading that, I will be humming the Battle of New Orleans and quietly mocking John Quincy Adams and Henry Clay.
As you should.
And then I'll be having Mexican for lunch, you know, in honor of NAFTA. And
very good.
And then, of course, I'll have Chinese for dinner in honor of who owns our government.
That's right.
And in between, you know, it's just, you know, honoring this very solemn, important day by watching Law and Order marathons, maybe some NCIS marathon, but no Bones. I won't watch Bones. Not going to do it.
You're a patriot.
And then, of course, I'll hit Walgreens and see if they have anything good on sale.
That's very nice. Maybe a well-made Chinese flag would be in order.
Yeah, a nice little Chinese-made American flag and a Chinese-made support the troops sticker for the car.
That's right. I'm pretty much going to do the same thing as you. However, you mentioned you're going to have Mexican. I'm going to go to eat at a new restaurant that honors the lineage of all the American presidents from Washington to Obama. And in fact,
really?
They are our new sponsor, especially for tonight,
really?
Which is, yeah, it's a new restaurant. It's called Air Force Yum, and they have a commercial for us. So I'll get right to that right now, if you don't mind.
Let's do it.
Okay.
Hola, bitches. I am Deng Xiaofilmore, the great-great-great-grandson of President Millard Fillmore and owner of Air Force Yum, a new restaurant dedicated to all things presidential. We are a full-service restaurant serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Ready for breakfast? How about trying an Abraham and cheese omelet? Instead of eating it with boring old toast, rake up to our Mary Todd Rinkin crazy bread. If you've flown ahead, you can reserve coveted John Wilkes booth. Eggs not your first choice? Perhaps you more of pancake and sausage kind of person. And prefer JFK to Honest Abe. No problem. Order a plateful of our Bay of Pigs and Blanket. These cakes are fluffy and the sausage has hint of Cuban spices. You can always stop by for lunch as well. Our club sandwich is giant, free-level sandwich, inspired by giant of American politics, Franklin Roosevelt. Order this, and the only thing you'll hunger for will be the deliciousness of our Cripple Decker Club. Maybe you like to nosh on a few appetizers? We got them. Try our Teddy Roosevelt-inspired Speak Softly and Carry Big Fried Cheese Sticks. Ha-ho! Another popular snack are our Wild Buffalo West Wings. We have plenty of dinner entrees from which to choose as well. One very popular dish is our Chester A. Arthur Mutton Chops. These mutton chops are big, delicious, just like Chester's, minus the hair. Not a glutton for mutton? A rising star on our dinner menu is the other white meat in form of our uber-juicy James K. Pork Chops. These chops are butter-fried and stuffed with spinach, blue cheese, and seasoned with copious amounts of obscurity. Who knew that our 11th president tasted so good? Ha-ho! We also offer tribute to former White House man George W. Bush. For a big Texas-sized appetite, try our Iraq of Ram. upon trying this dish, President Bush said, dang, these is some good. Oh, we also offer great Italian fare, such as our award-winning heavy tumanacati. Oh, are you a fan of seafood and Obamas? We got you covered. Try either our oysters per Rockefeller or our deep-fried Michelle Fish platter. Oh, ready for dessert? Try our Andrew Johnson impeachment cobbler, or if watching your race line, our orange and rhyme sherbet Hoover. Well, there you have it. A menu fit for president. And don't forget, if you like food here and want to come back again and again, sign up for huge discounts by purchasing our William H. Taft Frequent Diner Card. Oh. Please join us soon for exceptional meal, and you'll be saying just what President Bill Clinton said. Ding Zhao, just like sex, your food blows me away. You never be president, but at Air Force Yum, you eat like one. That's Air Force Yum, with locations in Bag Line, Ohio, Redneckville, Arkansas, and opening soon in the Rand of Rincon in Springfield, Illinois. Live well, eat well, and rock heim. Ho ho.
So that's where I'll be dining, Jay. Sounds good, doesn't it?
I don't blame you. I think the James K. Polk chops sound delicious.
They do. I also hear they have a nice antipasto. It's a James A. Garfield of arugula salad. It's accompaniment. Oh, I can't say that word. It goes with it well. How's that?
Good. And has anybody checked the guy who's opening these cafes? Has anybody checked his green card? Oh, excuse me, his green card?
Nothing like cheap racial jokes on President's Day.
Well, most of our presidents have been raging racist anyway, so why not?
There you go. As Andrew Jackson said, hit the trail, Chief Crybaby.
Exactly. Anyway,
I'll tell you what, most of my favorite presidents were covered in that menu. Do you have any favorite presidents that you admire or whatever?
Well, yeah. Oh, yeah, I have a few of them. Of course, you know, really the first one is Harry Truman.
Really?
And there's a lot of reasons to like Harry Truman. Mostly I like him because I'm a big fan of Colonel Potter on MASH. And we all know that Henry Morgan, who played Colonel Potter, looks a lot like Harry Truman. In fact, so
yes,
much so that he played Harry Truman in the 1970s miniseries Backstairs at the White House and was brilliant.
I did not know that.
Oh, absolutely. So, you know, I kind of feel like, you know, I really know President Truman because I'm such a big fan of Colonel Potter. You know, by the way, Henry Morgan. See, they're interchangeable. Henry Morgan also played the judge in Inherit the Wind, which is on TCM this weekend, which really has nothing to do with Truman. But.
No, it doesn't. But that was interesting, nonetheless. You always know when I'm taking a puff on my cigarette there, don't you, Jake? one of my favorite presidents, Ulysses S. Grant, you know, being an Ohioan and all that, I find it amazing that he could win a Civil War, run the country for 8 years, and be stupid drunk the entire time.
Special talent.
In fact, I heard it when he was at Appomattox, he threw up all over Robert E. Lee just before the surrender.
Huh.
But Grant...
How embarrassing.
It is. But Grant, while I admire him, he only has he's kind of like my favorite president light. My actual favorite president of all time, and who Grant reminds me of, is, of course, Boris Yeltsin. And so...
Boris, buy me another one, Yeltsin.
He's like Ulysses Grant on steroids. Or he was. If only they did liver transplants in Russia, he'd still be alive.
I just want you to know, our outline really pretty much talked about American presidents. But
no, my outline doesn't say that. It was oddly omitted from my...
Anyway. Yeah, Boris Yeltsin, big fan, I agree.
Uh-huh.
I'm a big fan of Italy's Silvio Berlusconi, too.
He is a madman.
He is. He can run the country while, at the age of somewhere around 70, while banging 17-year-old models. So you got to be impressed with that.
Oh, yeah. In fact, Monday on President's Day, I'm going to wake up and go, bunga, bunga. I know you didn't mention him, but I know one of your favorite presidents is my favorite, Whig. And I just like saying that because he's a Whig, not a wig, a Whig, is William Henry Harrison.
Absolutely. A great president. No scandals at all in his presidency.
Wow.
Outstanding. And we actually landed an exclusive interview. We sent Marty Markstein, and we landed an exclusive interview with President Harrison, and we can go ahead and play that now.
That'd be great.
Hey, guys. Marty Markstein here. Well, I have the honor and the privilege to have as my first interview for I'm With Stupid, President William Henry Harrison. Mr. President, thank you so much for being here. My pleasure. You seem to have a bit of a cough there. Are you okay?
Yeah, I just... I picked something up. A little bug. I'll be all right.
Maybe you should see a doctor.
I'll take some NyQuil tonight, and I'll be fine.
Okay, if you say so. So I guess we'll get started. First question. You gave an unusually long inaugural address. Are you worried that the American people may have tuned out?
No. See, this is a big country, and it's an even bigger world. It there are a lot of issues that need to be addressed.
Okay. You don't sound good at all.
I'm fine. Fine.
Let's go. Okay. The first 100 days of any administration is very important. They set the agenda. What are your top priorities?
Well, first of all, 100 days is moving too slow. I want to focus on my first 30 days. That's what I'm focusing on. We can't wait around for a whole 100 days.
Mr. President, I really think we should just wrap this up just quickly here. You don't sound good at all. I would hate for this to cause you to become sicker, and I would really hate for you to die in office and leave us with that idiot John Tyler. I mean, that SOB may end up doing something really crazy and stupid, like sticking us with Texas for the rest of eternity.
not to worry. Everything's fine. Fine. It's fine.
Well, okay then. Anyway, we'll wrap it up now. Thank you very much, Mr. President. And back to you guys in the studio.
Thank you. In the studio today.
Wow. That was big. I never knew William Henry Harrison sounded so much like me.
You guys might be related. I mean, he's an Ohioan, or he made his way through Ohio a few times, right?
There's an argument about that. I like the way, though, that Marty's scenario of us taking over Texas kind of made old Tippecanoe laugh quite a bit.
Yeah, broke, cracked him up pretty good.
Yeah, nothing like a little deathbed humor to send you over the edge with a smile.
But no, a little disclaimer there. You know, Marty does not. You know, he does not represent I'm with Stupid. We love Texas. We love everybody in Texas. Most everybody, at least. Texas is entertaining.
I heard JFK really liked Texas. I think he was quoted once as saying it's to die for.
It was a real blast.
Yeah.
Anyway. So, have you ever been? No.
No, go ahead.
Oh, no. You were going to.
Well, I was just going to say, now that we only have 7 minutes left, I think the audience would be interested in your brush with presidential fame.
Absolutely. I have had two major brushes with presidential greatness and semi-greatness, or, well, averageness in one case. But, of course, I've met Bill Clinton a few times when he was governor. When I was growing up, he was governor of Arkansas. And you may have heard that Bill, he got around. And he visited areas of the state quite often, and I got a few chances to meet him. And then when I was in college at the University of Arkansas, George H.W. Bush, who was running for president, he was the vice president at the time in 88 when he ran against Michael Dukakis. He came to Fayetteville, and I went out there to the airport, and I got to meet him and shake his hand. And he was a very nice man. It was a nice meeting.
That's
I didn't
great.
Vote. Yeah, actually, I did vote for him, but... So anyway, the most fun, you know, he came there and he spoke for a little bit and had the media there, and then he turned around and got back on his plane because he's a busy man. He didn't have time to hang around. So he got back on the plane, and the airport in Fayetteville is in an odd location, or the old one. And his plane was a little bigger than most planes that come in there. And as they were taxiing down to the end, you could hear the plane cranking up the engines and picking up speed, and when it turned onto the taxiway, it turned so fast that tires were squalling and smoke was coming out of them, and they just like laid it to it, and the plane just everything it had to take off and get up over the mountain there. But that's pretty risky. I mean, it's not like he was going to lose that election. So.
That's true.
So, anyway, those are my two big brushes with presidential fame. And somewhere
exciting.
I have a picture of me with both of them, but they've been lost over the years and all the moves and stuff. So
yeah,
I have nothing but memories.
You seem pretty broken up about it.
Yeah. And I hear that you had a pretty close call with actually it was more presidential infamy.
Yeah, I know. I did have a presidential meeting. I guess you would call it a presidential meeting by proxy. In 1984, I was at Bowling Green, And in Darrow Hall is where I lived. And Ronald Reagan was coming to the campus, running against old Fritz Mondale that year. And on my door, I had a bunch of anti-Reagan cartoons that I had drawn. And some of them were pretty nasty. And well,
no
anyway,
way.
A couple, yeah, believe it or not. A couple days before Reagan came to speak, I was, oddly enough, I was at class for once. And evidently my roommate, who was in the dorm in our dorm room, there was a knock at the door, and outside were two guys, you know, 6'4", well-dressed, with earphones in their ears and little buttons on their lapel, checking out the door, and asked about who lived here with him and all that. And it turned out it was the Secret Service grilling my roommate about me, and I missed it. But when I got back, I was met with, "God damn you, Mahoney." So that was my quasi-brush with presidential fame.
You didn't actually get to go see President Reagan?
No, but I'll tell you what, even bigger than that, because we were outside protesting, you know, because that's what you do, because you have nothing better to do. And Sam Donaldson asked me a question. He was there covering it for ABC, and he asked me why I was protesting,
Ooh.
And I said, oh, yeah, hairpiece and all. It was that day that I saw my future, and I don't even know what I said, but there you have it. So it was
You probably said, "Hey Sam, can you give Cokie Roberts my number?"
Oh yeah, Cokie always has gotten me all a temper.
You always loved the news, babes. So I did also go see Lloyd Benson when he came to the U of A that year.
I don't know why I laugh, but
they stood the casket up for him so he could. and he drew a crowd of about, oh, maybe, I don't know, 700 people, maybe 1,000 in front
was
of the student union.
Casket?
Well, yeah, he was just getting it broken in at the time. A little elderly to be running for vice president, but
well, Lloyd was a neighbor of yours anyway.
Yeah, he was.
Long talk Texan. Oh, yeah, I will tell you this, and another brush with greatness. My sister, who was a nurse, an officer in the Army during Vietnam. When she got back home, she was stationed at Fort Sam Houston. And the hospital there, LBJ went in for appendicitis or whatever, and he was there a couple days. And for those two or three mornings, she would bring him his cornflakes every morning. Is that impressive or what?
That is very impressive.
Mm-hmm.
It's cornflakes covered in bourbon, right?
That's right. Breakfast of champions.
Yeah, I've been to the LBJ birthplace and home and the LBJ Presidential Library down there in Johnson City, Texas, and the library there at the University of Texas in Austin. Pretty cool place. And I've been to a few presidential libraries. Been to LBJ, been to the Lincoln, Clinton's, and Herbert Hoover.
Wow.
Yep, there in West Branch, Iowa. Thriving town. We have 60 seconds left in the live stream. If anybody wanted to call in before the live stream goes away, you got 40 seconds, 662-444-9852. And then, of course, it'll continue to record for another 15 minutes if we're around that long.
And, of course, you can listen to the whole show later tonight or tomorrow, because I'm sure I'll put it on my website, Bagwine Ruminations, and you'll put it on yours, Everyday Jay.
Damn straight.
Oh,
and we'll be tweeting the hell out of it. And we want to thank everybody in the chat room. We had a few people come in here late. We had Shan at last. Last Shreds of Sanity, hello. We had Tommy V came in, and Dana, and Miss Andre, and Seeing Clearly, and Dr. Anonymous, and Augusto. And we had some guests in and out. It's great.
Thank you, Doctor. Yeah, we did. I mean, this was epic.
Absolutely. But you really ought to go to the presidential libraries. They're really cool places. Especially the Hoover one. Because, you know, he was such a great president.
He was. And it was nice for Ding Zhao Fillmore to honor him with the dessert, the Sherbet Hoover, which is nice.
Thanks. Yep. And he was a dessert kind of guy.
And Sherbet, you know, it makes sense. Less is more with him.
Yep. But the West Branch, little Quaker town there in the middle of freaking nowhere, Iowa, which is a little redundant, but I mean, and I went to, the day I went there, it was like 110 degrees. It was brutal. But the house that he grew up in, I mean, just a, you know, little shack, and almost as nice as the almost as nice as the places that people were living in the Hoovervilles all across America.
And on your way out, did they give you a complimentary bindle sack and a CD of Woody Guthrie music?
No, but they did tell people to just, you know, stop their bitching about anything and everything.
Well, you know what Silent Cal would have to say about that.
Nothing.
Exactly.
That's George H.W. Bush's favorite president.
Calvin Coolidge?
Calvin Coolidge, yeah. You know, it just seems to make sense to me.
Yes, it does.
But the... who is Shan?
I guess it does make sense, because when you hear W speak, you know why Calvin didn't. too much.
Hey-o.
Not enough room for error.
Who is Shan at Last Shreds of Sanity?
What's that?
This is a person in the guest room.
Yes, ma'am, or sir.
Shan, do you know this person?
Yeah, I do. She's, I've known her, somewhat for a couple years. She does a nice website. I'm going to put a link to her on my post tomorrow. And
okay,
we've been talking a lot lately on Facebook of late.
Excellent. Wow,
yes.
This is great for her to be here tonight.
Yes, it is.
The reason I asked is she appeared to know you, and I'm like, okay, somebody new, great.
Well, up until a couple months ago, she was my parole officer as well, so. So I guess,
you know,
she's just doing a little post-release control on me.
just monitoring.
Exactly.
Making sure you're not hanging out with the wrong element.
I failed there,
worked out.
Didn't I?
So it worked out for you that your intern didn't show up tonight.
Yeah, well, that's true. That's because he's probably in jail.
If you quit hiring interns with drinking problems, they would, you know, they would show up.
Well, if I was sober when I interviewed them, maybe I would. Hello.
You know, we didn't even get a chance to really talk about McKinley's assassin, who I know you are a big fan of.
Well, another Ohio one. In fact, here's a little fact for you, Jay. Between 1869 and 1901, 5 out of 6 presidents were from Ohio in that period. That's pretty amazing.
That is actually very impressive.
Yep.
They were all quality presidents, too.
Yes, they were. They didn't last very long, you know. Evidently, people don't like people from the Buckeye State. And Garfield was slain, and McKinley was shot down by Leon. And
good old Leon Kusalongos.
We could do a whole show on the pronunciation of his name.
Yeah.
And still not.
Garfield
get it
right. Do you know Garfield's assassin?
No, I don't.
Charles Guiteau.
Charles
a Frenchie.
Of course.
Typical.
I'm surprised he hit him if he's French.
Surprised he didn't just surrender at the moment. Right at
Hell, you can hold up a Frenchman through the mail.
But I got to say, you know, I think the most efficient president was William Henry Harrison.
Yes,
got everything done and got everything done in 31 days.
Exactly.
I see Meg is on Twitter asking if I'm there. Says she needs help. I'm a little busy.
It's hard to be you, isn't it?
It is. The demands on my time.
Oh, I know the feeling.
You do.
In fact, tomorrow I'm going to clean the house because I want it nice and pretty for President's Day.
Oh, yeah, of course. That's disrespectful for it to not be clean.
Mm-hmm.
And you know,
well, you know, just like the House of Representatives, the guest room, it's kind of like the Democrats. They're just not there anymore.
Well, it would be the Wisconsin Democrats.
Andy. What's that? Andre. What?
Ms. Andre is still there.
Yes, she is.
Do we know her?
No, I don't, offhand. Not that I know by that name.
Yeah.
It's a nice name.
It is.
It's much nicer than Leon Zulula.
Hey, you know, the other one I wanted to ask about was, you know, James Buchanan, who, of course, was the lifelong bachelor. Do you think he was gay?
That's what they're calling it.
You know, they were so much kinder about those things back in the day.
Uh-huh.
But he was an excellent president, because about 3 hours after he was inaugurated, he looked around and said, "They're not going to listen to me. Screw it." And he did nothing else. The rest of the time, he just sat there and, you know, watched reality TV. And
mm-hmm. Yeah, the poor guy had a Mark Foley complex, so I understand. He had some issues to deal with. If he were alive today, he'd be on Dr. Phil, let me tell you.
He would be. So would Leon. Because this is good. And, of course, the most fun president was, the most fun president was Warren Harding. I mean, that dude knew how to party.
Oh, hell yeah. Another Ohioan.
But, another Ohioan, damn right.
That was the last one, as a matter of fact.
Which is a little odd, isn't it?
Not really. After that good run they had between 1869 and 1920, people said, "Oh my God, you guys really need to stop.
Let's look elsewhere."
Exactly. Everyone said, "Go west, young man."
Yeah, and we didn't get to talk about Ted.
Which in turn gave
Ronald Reagan.
And Ronald Reagan.
Hoover. And Reagan. Yeah, but I was going to say, we didn't talk about Teddy Roosevelt either.
Ding Dong Fillmore did.
Yeah, he did. Teddy Roosevelt was a badass, man. You know,
I mean,
he got shot. He got shot, and then he went ahead and gave his speech anyway with a bullet sitting there in his chest. Because he was Teddy Roosevelt, damn it, and he would do that.
I'm PR, bitch. I got your bull moose right here.
Yeah. And then, of course, that, you know, that was in the election 1812 where he ended up listening to Woodrow Wilson. But he did finish. He did finish ahead of Taft, which is all he really wanted to do.
And it was kind of a bullshit thing because he won the popular vote, but it had to be decided in the House of Representatives, and Tom DeLay said, no.
The hammer came down on him. Well, he did
screw
over. A little
history lesson for our one listener, Ms. Andre.
He did screw over the Republicans, though. So you can understand DeLay having a little bit of a attitude with him.
I understand.
Yeah.
It was so, the same kind of feeling that another Ohioan, William Tecumseh Sherman, had after the Battle of Waterloo. That's what he came up with his famous quote, "War, it isn't that great."
That was after he led the Rough Riders up San Juan Hill, right?
Yes. And for anyone, for Miss Andre, who's listening, and for those who might catch this in the archives, you can tell that Jay and I were only prepared for a 30-minute show.
You know, there's no rule that says we have to go the final 15. We just felt like we'd try it.
Maybe it's a rule we should start following.
We might look into that.
We'll disregard it anyway.
We'll discuss it in our next half-intensive show prep session. Put it on the agenda.
Well, I would have it put on the agenda, but my intern is in jail drunk. Oh, God. And as you know, I can't talk on the phone and write at the same time.
No.
I might have to bring Schmoop back. But as you know, since he goes to bed at 7:30 on Thursday nights, oh, my God.
Thursdays are early night.
Yes. I think the heat in this apartment's getting to me.
Well, we've got less than 2 minutes here. We might as well go ahead and wrap it up anyway. So that once again, we want to be sure to hang up on BTR before BTR hangs up on us.
That's right. Solidarity.
Showing them who's boss. So, anyway, thanks to everybody who's listening and live and listening in archives.
And especially,
we appreciate your being here.
Yeah, especially Ms. Andre, who
is still here. Who must just love us. She really must love us. She can't even hear us, but she's staying anyway.
Okay.
I'm going to have to click on BTR profile.
What's that?
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, here's to President's Day and you and Boris Yeltsin.
Boris Yeltsin?
You didn't see that one coming earlier, did you?
No, I didn't. No.
I didn't either until about 15 minutes till the show started.
No, I'd have had a good vodka joke ready if I'd known it was coming.
Oh, shit. Okay.
All right. Good night, everybody.
Nighty night.
Oh, before I hang up real quick here, Music on the Couch, Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on Blog Talk Radio. My good friend, Mr. Vinny Bond, hosting. Excellent show. Everybody check it out. And okay, that's it. Good night.